Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell, and this week we're going to do things a little bit differently. We're going to do it live, in one take, more live, one take, and all the mistakes will be left in. So be prepared for a lot of beeping. Let's get going. First up this week in blog posts, we have Resources for Getting Started with Modern Android Development by Rebecca Franks. Rebecca Franks has produced a great list of resources for getting started with modern Android development that are used at Rebecca Franks has produced a great list of resources for getting started with modern Android development that are used at her company for graduates. It includes general programming practices, Android basics, layouts, networking, security, and much more. It's definitely worth bookmarking if you're just getting started in Android development. Next up, we have Best Practices for Instant Apps by Maria Ahuiz-Boza. I am so sorry if I've murdered your name. The Android Developers blog had a post by Maru on best practices for managing instant app download sizes through some proposed best practices, like refactoring your code base into multiple feature modules or switching to WebP to reduce your image sizes. We have a blog post on MVVM by Margaret Maynard Reed, and she uses architecture components. She shows us a step-by-step process on how to do it, as well as explaining what all the components do as she goes along. There is also a great list of resources for further reading at the end. I hope you didn't think I was good at this. Next up, we have Exploring Test-Driven Development with Android UI Tests by Joe Birch. In Exploring TDD with Android UI by Joe Birch, we're taken through how we can write tests for our UI prior to actually implementing it. Joe mentions that at Buffer they were doing TDD for non-UI but not for UI, and are now exploring TDD for UI as well. That is a tongue twister. I've always found, personally, UI testing a bit of a pain, but the approach does show how it could be more simpler than you think. Next up, we have talks. First talk is Android Internals by Effie Barak. In our first talk, Effie tells us about Android internals, things such as the kernel, the init process, and daemons. It's all the stuff going on behind the scenes when Android's running your app. Next up, we have Architecture Components, Behind the Scenes by Yigit Boya. Yigit takes us through the Android architecture components and the reasons that they were created. We get told about all of the previous pain points they discovered that developers had and how they went about solving them to end up with the new libraries. Next up, we have Tools and Libraries. We had Kotlin 1.1.4 this week. Most notably for us Android developers, the Android Extensions plugin now supports custom views and custom layout containers, and there's experimental parcelable support using a parcelized annotation. We had Android Support Library 26.0.1, which was basically just bug fixes. In new libraries this week, we had morphing material dialogues, which morphs a fab button into a dialogue, similar to that used in Played by Nick Butcher. And also, the Google I.O. 2017 source code was released. It uses Firebase real-time database and cloud functions, and it has an MVP architecture. It's also going to be updated over the coming months to include new patterns for background processing and the adoption of architecture components, so keep an eye on that. Now it's time for other stuff. Android O is set to be released tomorrow, because I'm recording on the 20th, so on the 21st, it's going to be released, the day of the eclipse. There's heavy rumours it'll be named Oreo, but I'm still holding out for oatmeal, even if it isn't a dessert. We had a new Android Developers Backstage podcast, Project Treble, for the hell of it. Great pun. In a new podcast by Chet... Oh, God damn it. Chet and Romain talked to Ilyen Malchev, who leads Project Treble. Sorry, Ilyen. Which should result in... Oh, should start that again. Chet and another guy talked to Ilyen Malchev, who leads Project Treble, which should result in faster updates for devices. And we have another fragmented podcast this week, RxJava Intervention with Dan Liu. where Kaushik and Don talk to Dan Liu about how his use of RX has changed over time and how we might want to consider when we shouldn't use RX rather than trying to use it for everything. It will likely make you rethink how you go about using RX in the future. You may have noticed I've stopped announcing conferences. That's just because there are so many conferences coming up soon. So if you're a conference runner and you want me to put it out on the podcast, just email me. You can find my email address at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. And that's where you can find the show notes as well. Please follow us on Twitter at androidsnacks. You can find me at Mike Scammell on Twitter as well. Our music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus, and you can find out more at sonosanctus.com. I hope this one take hasn't been that awful, and I apologise for the beeping, but I swear a lot when I make mistakes. So, there it is. Oh yeah, one last thing. Shout out to Darren Atherton for suggesting doing this all in one take. Thanks, Darren, you've just ruined everyone's favourite podcast. It is your favourite, right? It better be your favourite. Catch you next week.